We've listened to government continually say that the Lansdowne Road agreement is in no way compromised, or whatever is ongoing with the members of the Gaelic Representative Association and the AGSI organisation. It does no way impact on the Lansdowne Road agreement. Unfortunately, Sean, Eamon Mendelsohn, there are 270,000 other public servants watching in at this, are not so convinced about this, and they think that maybe that the government is coming very close to the edge of actually undermining the agreement and the integrity of the agreement. So what was indicated by Minister Donoghue last night is that, yes, there should be some type of negotiation next year. We always wanted to bring forward the negotiations because we were due to have negotiations in 2018. But it was on the basis that the economy could support basically increase in pay for our members. And by the way, other concessions which would have impacted on pay over the last number of years, over the last 8 years for public servants, and in particular those in health, who I represent.
And when you say they've gone very close to undermining the Lansdowne Road Agreement, I mean, what can you point to which would suggest that in fact is happening?
Well, what government are saying is that they, whatever in negotiations and concessions they're prepared to make, does not in any way undermine the agreement. The issue air members would have with that is that the Lansdowne Road Agreement is not just the property of government. It's also the property of the Public Service Committee of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which represents affiliates. So, again, I think that would have to be discussed to see, well, is it possible to actually engage in such negotiations, make concessions, and then clearly say it doesn't have any impact on any other grades. Because what I'm listening to through media, and I haven't seen any documentation, Sean, is that some of our members, especially in the nursing profession, in the allied health professional groups, who have had to increase their hours of work without any increase in pay, may look at this particular negotiation and say, well, listen, we're impacted just as much as those colleagues, and why isn't the government looking at our case in a special way and trying to resolve their issues?
Well, you see, what the government will say is that, for instance, the kind of tweaks that are being done for the benefit of the Gardaí would be akin to what was done for fire personnel earlier on in the year, and what was offered to teachers, and, you know, two of the teaching unions were satisfied, another one of them wasn't, as we know. So again, is that just a pretense that's being maintained?
Well, I mean, that's what they are saying. The problem is that the more movement and concessions are made to various groups, other groups will look in and say, well, why not me? And look, at the end of the day, Sean, air members see a duck. It looks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It is a duck. Someone's giving pay concessions. The government are maintaining the position as a party to the Lansdowne Road Agreement that there is no breach. I can't say there's a breach because I haven't seen the details. I don't fully understand how they can make that point, but I'd like to learn more about this.
As things stand, can you see the Lansdowne Road Agreement running and being held and the government holding the line until, what is it, September 2018?
Absolutely not. I do not believe that the government can hold the agreement if they keep getting into negotiations and doing things that look like that there are concessions being made to various groups. But don't forget, the negotiations were initially to take place in 2018. Air membership understood, and we've huge amounts of members in the public health service, they always understood that there would be a gradual unwinding of the FEMPI legislation. And at the moment, you can see that there's a fair amount of unrest within the public service, within the public service unions. And I'm not the only colleague saying that. We do want to see negotiations, obviously. We do want to see a gradual and orderly unwinding of FEMPI, because that is also good, not just for our members, but also good for the economy, because there can't be a big bang effect.